As the year winds down, it's time for another Best Of list. And throughout the year, we've been talking to the hosts of NPR's Alt Latino about their favorite music. And Felix Contreras and Ana Maria Sea are here to wrap up their favorite songs from 2023. Ana, Felix, welcome back to both of you.
Hey, Diva.
Hey, thanks for having us.
So glad we can finish the year out with some great music here. So let's jump right in. We're going to start with Rawayana, who performed at the Tiny Desk this year. It was such a great Tiny Desk. And Ana, one of their songs is your pick. So let's hear. This is Hora Loca, which they recorded with Monsieur Periné.
Amigo, regáleme un traguito que me sorprenda, una merienda, un dulce de su tienda que me ponga a bailar suavecito, bien pegadito, con un guarrito que me hable bonito y que me lleve pa' la playa sobre las olas. Ay, que me mojen esas olas de la Guaira pa'l Tairona.
Don't want to fade down, just want to keep it going. Super vibey, just feel like dancing. And this song from Rawayana, more than a few references to snacks. So kick us off, Ana. Why did you choose this one?
Well, you know, I mean, Rawayana has had a really, really wonderful year. I've talked about them a few times, where they're this really cool band coming out of Venezuela, part of kind of this wave of the young people from the Venezuelan diaspora who are making music that is both difficult and joyful. This is obviously on the fun side of what they create, and it's a great example because they collabed with this really wonderful band out of Mexico too, Monsieur Periné, and their styles just blend so beautifully here. It's kind of like a great emblematic thing for the music scene in Mexico City right now, of all these kind of like Latin, pan-Latin artists collaborating, and they just, everything they do, it has like this beachy texture to it that I love to listen to.
Yeah, and so many Afro rhythms kind of pulsing through there subtly, but also not so subtly. But I want to slow it down a little now. Felix, you brought us a track called Mercedes Sosa. Let's listen. So different from Rawayana. This collaboration is between Susan Alcorn and Septeto del Sur. And it's an intriguing title, Mercedes Sosa, who was, of course, the famous Argentine singer. And her music was a symbol of protest against dictators in South America. Tell us more about the song, which is named after her. And it seems kind of apropos that we're talking about it now in the aftermath of the recent Argentine elections.
You know, the whole album that this comes from is an album called Canto. It's basically a deconstruction and a reimagining of Andean music from the perspective of the great Septeto del Sur, as well as Susan Alcorn. And Susan Alcorn is known as what I refer to as, you know, improvisational music, avant-garde music on this pedal steel guitar, which is used in mostly in country music, but she's adapted it to her own very distinct expression of improvisation. And this record really stood out to me. I'm a fan of Susan's, but this concept of combining it with Andean music, and in particular on this cut, sort of like what Mercedes Sosa did, is like they're challenging what people think this music should sound like. And throughout the record, they take a lot of artistic chances. They do a lot of different things and a lot of exploration. And this is this particular track I chose because of the name, but it also, like you said, it reflects sort of their call to arms, their marching orders. Like, we're going to take on what you expect and going to create something beautiful out of something you've never heard before.
Yeah, I mean, it is really beautiful. Felix, let's stay with you, because up next we have Gracias a la Vida, covered by jazz singer Magos Herrera.
Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me ha dado el oído que en todo su ancho graba noche y día.
This song is somewhat connected to your last pick here, Felix, because Mercedes Sosa made Gracias a la Vida famous across the Spanish-speaking world. Now, Herrera is a Mexican vocalist. Tell us how Herrera reimagines this song.
Magos Herrera, to me, is one of my favorite jazz singers in that she approaches jazz from the traditional songs of Latin America. That's what she's doing here. She's reinterpreting the Latin American songbook in a very, again, exploratory, unconventional way. She's working with this great orchestration, but also with the jazz trumpeter Ingrid Jensen on this track as well. And I chose these two particular because they do sort of weave into each other. And I geek out and do these Spotify playlists, and putting these two albums together, Susan Alcorn's album with Magos Herrera album, and you just let it go on random, man, they fit so perfectly together because they really do. They're challenging what you expect, and they're both of these musicians are at the top of their artistic form right now. And this is that's why I chose these two, and that's what Magos' interpretation of a classic. If you're going to take on a classic, you have to redefine it in a way that make it yours. And I think she does that with this one.
Okay, Felix, cat's out of the bag now. Where do we find your Spotify playlists? What are we looking at?
I think all of my stuff is public. It's just under my name, Felix Contreras.
All right. Got it. So Ana, let's get back to you for Mon Laferte's Mew Shiny from her album Autopoetica.
What? Turn off the golden stone.
This is just so haunting in a way, but so beautiful. I hear a desire to be seen, to be understood by a lover, and the lyrics are really minimalist, yet so piercing. Why did it stand out to you, Ana?
I mean, I am just so excited about this record. Mon is an artist. She's Chilean, but she's adopted Mexican, and she is so consistently able to reinvent herself. This track in particular is just such a beautiful, I think, exemplar of the way that she takes these really gritty contrasts. I mean, you have like those metallic production, kind of like really gritty sounds, and then that guitar that kind of carries through, like you said, the simple vocals that are simple in lyricism, but not in texture in the way that she delivers them. And so she's just kind of like this master of pairing all kinds of like seemingly incongruous sounds together, and you hear that across the record. I mean, she does everything from like electrocumbia to reggaeton to everything in between, so it's really like so exciting to see her reinvent herself once again.
Finally, we're going to wrap with a track from María José Yergo. Let's listen to Tanto Tiempo from her album Altra Belleza. So Ana, I kind of feel like we all use the end of year when we reflect on many things of the year past and our relationships with people we love. What does María José Yergo's work tell you about artistry this year?
I mean, a few things. One, I think that people are really, really interested in being very forefront about this kind of reflection, about this kind of vulnerability. I think that a lot of the music we've seen this year has been focused on representing very individual experiences. It's not so much about making your music or your messaging palatable for a wider audience, but more about representing exactly who you are and where you come from and letting the right audience come to you. And so it's been really beautiful to see artists, for example, like María José Yergo, who, you know, is from southern Spain, who's playing with these flamenco styles in exactly her unique way, her personal way, be able to build and grow and find that audience is really, really incredible. I love her vocal quality, the builds that she uses, the melodies, the lyricism, it all just comes together in this really almost cinematic kind of way. And I don't know, in a way, I think it's been a year of cinema in Latin music as well. A lot of emotion, a lot of drama as always, but more so I think people really, really expressing themselves in really impactful and powerful ways.
Well, you know, on behalf of all NPR audiences, I want to thank you both because you have just introduced us to and flowered our year with so much great music. Ana María Sea and Felix Contreras, the hosts of Alt Latino, thank you both.
Thank you so much for having us. Here's to 2024.